Hey guys, what's up? Today's video is going to be another strategy session. I think I may have started talking before it went properly live, but today's video is going to be another strategy session, talking about giving some ideas, giving some examples from one of my clients who submitted her business for ideas. She has a skin salon, specializing in lash lifts, skincare, sugaring, and relaxation treatments. And her goal is to get from $20,000 a month in revenue, which is what she's currently doing now. She wants to slightly double that. Double would be 40, obviously. So she wants to get 48, specifically 48,500 in monthly revenue. So just excuse me while I'm just bringing up the video on my phone, because I'm streaming through Zoom, just in case anybody wants to ask me any questions while I'm here. Now, if sometimes when I get into strategy mode, I get very serious about business. So I'm probably not going to be like smiling and laughing too much throughout this video. Maybe. I don't know. But I tend to get very serious in these videos. So if I have serious faces for a change, that's why. All right. So the first thing that I'm going to start at. So she's at $20,000 a month. She wants to get to 48.5. The first thing that I look at when I'm working with a client as a consultant, as a coach, is are you currently maximizing what you've already got and what you're already doing, or is there room for improvement there? In a lot of cases, for a lot of people's businesses, there is dramatically room for improvement because, as I mentioned in the last video, a lot of people always think that growth comes from new clients and more marketing and more content and more, like new. And that's just because the reason for that, so that you understand, is that human beings get a like dopamine serotonin hit every time we like think about new things, like brand new things that we've never seen before, new things that we've done and never done before. It's new and exciting, and we love it. So as entrepreneurs, we love that chase of new clients. We love the thrill. We love the thought of growth. But we typically, or a lot of business owners typically, don't give enough attention to what they already have because it can feel boring or repetitive. But when you're growing a business, it's very, very important that you do give that attention to what you already have to make sure that you are maximizing it. So in this case, I would be looking at the very first thing to do to grow this business would be to increase the existing client spend and look at all of the different ways that it would be possible to do that. So what I mean by that would be raising prices, if that's possible. It's always a good thing to do for most businesses to do that at least once a year. Get them buying more products or more services from you. Like as I suggested in the last one of these videos, if a lot of clients are currently coming into you for sugaring, as an example, and they're not getting lash lifts or vice versa, how can you get more of your existing clients that are currently coming in for whatever they're coming in for to try more of your services? Because I mean, the easiest way to double your business was if you could get all of your clients or a high percentage of your clients spending twice as much with you as they currently are spending, and they continue to come in regularly, then that will be able to quickly increase your revenue. So that's definitely something worth considering or looking at different ways to do that. You can also then focus on trying to get your existing clients either coming back in more frequently, if that's possible, buying more products from you, if that's possible, or referring others to you, leaving more testimonials, telling more people about you, checking in, tagging you in stuff on Instagram. Like there's so many different ways that you can get people growing your brand and business for you, getting your customers promoting and growing your business for you. So the first priority with growing this business would be to look at all of the different ways that you could increase or maximize the value of every existing client as number one priority. The second point that I had here is once that first part is done, once you are maximizing the results that you're getting from all of your existing current clients and even past clients that came in years ago that haven't been back in a while, it's really important to have a strategy in place to reach out to people, not just to try and sell them stuff either. Hi, Kyra. Hi, Julian. Hi, Aaliyah. Is that how you pronounce your name, Aaliyah? Nice to see you guys watching live. If anyone wants to ask questions, please feel free. The second step to do once you've maximized that is to go all in on marketing, advertising, and client acquisition. Now, what most people do when they think about marketing and advertising is they just put out free content all of the time, all over their social media channels, thinking they should be on Reels, thinking they should be on TikTok, trying to grow their audience. Audience growth and engagement growth can become a priority for some people because it's kind of just what they see and what everybody does, but that's not necessarily the best strategy for actually getting clients into your business. You need to have a client acquisition strategy or system that is proven to work, that you test works, that you where you attract, you use those tools, use social media and free content tools and stuff, but to get people into your funnel or just client acquisition strategy. You need a way to get people to find you for the first time and actually get them inquiring and then get them buying from you. And then they go on to be nurtured and maximized as well, as we just said. So social media ads are a great way to do this. Google ads are a great way to do this, especially if you have a business that people are actually searching for. Like hair and beauty industry, a lot of people will jump onto Google and will jump onto other search platforms and like actually search for like beauty salon in my area or waxing in my area, or you know, and they'll find you that way. So if you're not currently using Google ads, that would be a good thing to start trying as well. Having an email automation sequence, having an email list in the first place is a really great way, and like collecting customer data. So when people find you on social media, find your Instagram, find your Facebook, find your TikTok or whatever you're doing, find your website online, you have a way to get them into your email list. You get their email details and you have a good email automation sequence. One, what I mean by good is like emails that people actually want to open and read and look at. So they're not just trying to sell people something from the very first go, because that can be a massive turnoff for a lot of businesses. It can work, but most people, if they're brand new to you, they like to be taken on a little bit of journey. So one thing that my marketing company does when we set up email funnels for people or email automation sequences for people is we have a series of emails that's designed to build trust, designed to build credibility, designed to get to know you as the owner and you and your team, to see kind of what results you've gotten for other people, to answer commonly asked questions, and to also like guide them towards making their first appointment with you. But that's a really great strategy that I think every single business should have, is to capture lead data, to capture client data, and also to make sure that your email sequence is helping them to know you, to like you, and to trust you, and to be ready to buy, ideally. And so then, you know, when you're going all in on your client acquisition, your marketing, your advertising, you've got a sales strategy or a sales sequence that's working, then you start creating the content to get people to find you, to get them to trust you, connect with your brand, to see what you can do for them, to see what you can do for other people and what you've done for other clients. Some of the best ways to do that is to tell real success stories, show off real client results, show testimonials, show photos or videos, or even like if you feel like you want to be on video, or if you know, you want to get your team on video, you could start your own video show, or you could start your own live show where you show up like once a week on your page to answer questions, or in a private group, or you know, something like that, and just really position yourself as an expert at what you do. The other thing that I wanted to mention that is that if you can't double the revenue, so this is what I did when I was growing my hair and beauty salons. I got to a point where I realized that I had maximized one shop. I couldn't go any bigger with just my one store. If you can't double the revenue that you're currently making with your existing number of clients, with your existing number of staff, if you try all of these things and you just know that you're making the most amount of money that you possibly can out of all of your current clients, then you need to either double the amount of clients. If you can't double the amount of money that your clients spend, then you need to double the amount of clients, which would likely require either a bigger space, possibly more staff, probably, or even opening a second location in a new area to serve a new market so that you can expand the market, so that you can grow your brand and help more people. So alternatively, another option is that if you didn't want to expand and have more locations or a bigger space, because it will depend on your market as well, like the size of the town that you're in or the city that you're in, how many people are in that area that actually want your products and services will play a role in how big your business can actually grow as well. So alternatively, you could also create a wholesale supply side to the business. I know this salon does sugaring as an example. So if they were to start importing their own sugar products or making it or something, I don't know that much about sugaring, but like having their own brand of product, then they could supply that to other salons that either do sugaring, like as long as it's a really great product that's going to be better than what they're already using or have some kind of benefit to them that's better than what they're currently doing or using. They could sell products, they could sell equipment, and kind of create that secondary source of income without serving, like doing more services. So selling a product as well. And that would help you to make more money doing already what you know and what you love. The other thing is then once you do have your own product, if you were to take that route, then you can provide training also, like courses in like, you know, if there's so many salons that I know don't do sugaring, you could provide a course of like how to learn how to do sugaring, and then you can sell them your product as well. So I did all of this when I had my salons. I started with one store. I realized we were booked out, maxed out. I couldn't really take on any more clients in that area. It was kind of got to a glass ceiling point. So I knew that if I wanted to continue growing my brand, growing my business, I was going to need to expand, opened a second store, then opened a third store over a period of about 3 years. I also started importing my own products, hair extensions and tan solution and eyelash extensions and glue. And we made higher profit in my own business because I was importing in bulk my own products. And then I also started selling and branding my own range of products to other salons as well. And then eventually I started teaching courses, both in person and online as well. And that was how I managed to kind of like maximize the money that my brand could make. But I had to get my stores busy and me not working in them first before I could go all in on the wholesale side of things and the training as well, because obviously I couldn't be working in the store serving the clients and doing all of the research, importing stock, sending it out, doing the advertising, and all of that kind of stuff. So that's all of my tips and strategy. Obviously, there's a lot that goes into actually doing the how-to for all of those things. But that's what I do as a coach, as a consultant, as that's what I teach inside my online programs and stuff. So if there's anyone here that's watching this, that's like, yes, I want to know actually how to do that and what to do, please go over to my website, carissa-hill.com, and have a look at some of my current courses and things on there. What has everybody said? Brandy said, when I signed up, I was supposed to receive some email with an ebook and never received it. Okay, Brandy, in that case, I'll private message you after this and we'll make sure to check your email address, because sometimes that just happens as a part of business. Sometimes it goes into spam folder and sometimes it takes a while to go through, or sometimes it doesn't go through. Jess said, absolutely. Sarah said, hey, I'm not a skin or a beauty business, but I'm going to be a creeper anyway. That's okay, Sarah. If you're not a hair or beauty business, tell me what your current, if anyone else would like me to do one of these strategy sessions, strategy videos, ideas videos for you, tell me what your business is, what your current monthly revenue is, and what you would like it to be, because I really like doing these and I'm happy to do lots more for different industries. So Tegan said, hey, I'm wanting to branch out with my own brands, but I have no idea where to start. Well, that's another topic for another day. But if you would like my help, please feel free to reach out or PM me. Okay. Good to see everybody in here. And if you have any other questions about business growth, please feel free to ask in the group. I like answering them. Okay. See you guys later.